Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'll do it live. No, Arnold, I ain't got the energy to hit you, but you know what? I do got the energy to slap you.
We are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Yo, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm an alpha male trying to get the audio perfect. My mic wasn't directly in front of my lips. That's a mistake on my part. I am an audio engineer for the show. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I'm married to Baser. We are in a monogamous relationship. Guys, over to
I
you.
Didn't cheat.
And look, we got a special guest. Say hello.
Hello, my name is Morgan, sometimes number two, hopefully just Morgan on this podcast, but I know nothing about sports. I'm just here to talk about the Tindler Swindler.
Is this Morgan from Best Things or Best Bits?
You don't even know the name of my podcast, Eddie. You've been on it so many times.
What's the name of it, Eddie?
Best Bits of the Week Day.
Okay. Best Bits of the Week. Thank you very much. You have all been on it.
So great.
But yes, Morgan number two, we brought you on to talk about Tinder Swindler.
Coach, let's try avoiding the title the rest of the show, please.
She screwed it up first, so then it got in my head.
Okay, Tinder
I wanted
Swindler.
To mess it up.
I want to talk about Cain Velasquez. Have you seen this story, Eddie? Ray?
No. I don't know who that is.
You're talking about Cain Prime Steakhouse in Nashville.
No, I'm not.
I know Cain Brown.
Not Cain Brown.
What do you
say? I know the radio show, Kane. Dang it. Rest in peace. He passed. Lunch, go.
Son of a...
Lunch!
I'm out, dude. I can't...
What is
Coach,
happening?
Go to commercial. Go to commercial.
We've never had a commercial this
already,
early.
Coach. It's been 2 minutes.
Why?
All right.
Google it.
So, Cain Velasquez, it comes out. He's arrested for attempted murder. He's the former UFC heavyweight champion of the world.
Where? Cain Velasquez? Who is that dude? Let me see if I recognize him.
And it's like... all
Eddie's probably put a dollar on it before.
Yeah, you have. And it comes out, he's arrested for attempted murder, and all it says is that he shot someone. And that is it. That's the only thing in the story. And then slowly the details come out that apparently last week... one of his relatives was at goes to a at-home daycare where some guy was arrested for doing inappropriate things with this relative over 100 times and got arrested. And Cain Velasquez was out driving, and that dude got out on bond, and he saw the guy in a vehicle with his dad, and so Cain Velasquez started shooting at him.
And... attempted. That's why it was.
Yes, he hit the other guy. He didn't hit the guy that did the alleged molesting, but he was arrested.
He hit the guy that he wasn't aiming for?
Right.
Mm.
And so he was arrested for attempted murder. But it doesn't matter who he was aiming for, but he saw the guy that was involved in this and started shooting him. Started shooting at him.
And coach, I've told you that these UFC fighters, coach, they're not all no. there.
Well, see, we've learned that the one guy was getting his car jacked in the parking lot when he ran to his car and ripped the guy out.
Yeah.
I mean, you've always got to think now, if you're going to start a fight, if you're going to steal a car, you're going to steal a guy's girl, if you're going to yell at a bartender, if you're going to tell a bouncer he sucks, you've always got to think in the back of your head, is it a UFC fighter? Because if it is, you're in trouble. Look for the cauliflower ears. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, you see cauliflower ears, they just back away. Whatever anger you had towards someone, just be like, hey, you know what? It's not worth it today.
Coach, and I'm a wrestler, so some of the guys that I wrestled with had cauliflower ears. Were they very attractive? No. I was able to keep my facial symmetry throughout wrestling, and my ears never were deformed. I don't get how these guys' ears get so deformed. Do they not wear headgear?
I don't think they do.
Well, then there's your answer. Point box.
But my whole thing is, once I find out that that's the reason he was shooting, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, at first, when it first came out, attempted
you
murder.
You get it?
Yeah, the guy molested a relative over 100 times.
But he was in jail, right?
No, he wasn't. He was in the vehicle. He was out on bond.
Out on bond. That's what I'm saying. Like, he'd already gotten busted for everything.
No. But he hadn't been convicted. He just found out about this last week. And so he's out. He's out like 2 days later, and they're driving, and he sees him in a vehicle, and he pulls out a gun, just pa, 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 starts shooting at him. That's unbelievable.
Well, his career's over.
Well, he had already retired.
Coach, his career was done. His last fight was 2019.
I was talking about the UFC Senior Tour, coach. Thank you, and I'll hang up in this.
The Senior Tour.
But I'm saying, if I'm on a jury and this comes to me and he's like, yeah, man, I saw the guy that was molesting my niece or nephew or my kid or whatever, and I shot at him. Yep, I did. I'd be like, eh, not guilty.
Well, you would be a good juror, coach. There's going to be more works details that, way, coach. That comes out.
You don't think that's okay?
No, that's kind of why the court system exists, so people just don't get their guns and shoot people that committed crimes.
And much like me on a Sunday, it's going to be a hung jury. You know what I'm saying?
What? Come on, bro.
But like him too.
Hungover. No, Morgan. He means hungover. It's just the way he says it.
Eddie, try reconnecting. Why Morgan number two?
No, I'm not doing that.
You've got to add respect to M2's time. You need to reconnect the line, and Lunchbox needs to jump to Tisgrim.
No, but I want to know what Morgan number two. When you hear this, if from a female perspective, what do you think?
I mean, I think there's better ways to handle it, but I do understand why he did that or why his anger was there. I mean, if he's a fighter, why wouldn't he just go up and like punch the guy? Like that's not going to get him in jail, right? Like maybe for a night.
No, but these UFC fighters, when they get into fights, they can kill someone with one shot, one blow.
Yeah, and I think it's because they are, well, I mean, if he's going to shoot at him, it's the same thing, because I think they're called deadly weapons. His hands can be considered deadly weapons.
So his fist was as deadly as his gun?
No, they can be. I had a buddy in high school that was a Golden Gloves boxer, and he got in a fight at Taco Cabana, and he got on house arrest for like 6 months because of assault with a deadly weapon, because it was his hands.
Well, I mean,
how badass is it if your hands are called deadly weapons?
Yeah, but like, how do they decide that? Like, you have to have so many belts to become your hands are a deadly weapon. Like, how does that get determined? Like, my boyfriend's a fighter. He could be deadly if he needed to be, but like, he doesn't have titles under his belt. Do you know what I
Morgan,
mean?
Morgan, you're telling us that every night, you're hanging out next to two deadly weapons?
Apparently. I mean, I did not know this.
Three, coach.
Right? Why are you so dirty today?
This podcast allows Ray to be dirty Ray.
I mean, gosh, it's two at a time now. But, I mean, he also has cauliflower ears. So we got deadly weapons and cauliflower
does
ears.
Does he really?
He does. Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he wear headgear?
He didn't wrestle. He did jiu-jitsu, so it was
That'll
different.
Do it. Foot
That's
to the
wrestling.
Ear.
Yeah, but you don't wear the same things. You wear different. Yeah.
Can you imagine Lunch trying to say jiu-jitsu? He can't even say Tinder.
Hold on. Morgan number two messed it up first, so then it got me in my head.
Lunch, and I'm curious to why you brought Morgan in on this story. Like because she's a female, I don't think her whole view on this would be any different.
Well, I mean, sorry, I was going to lead the show with something else, but then when that is, that I feel like that's the biggest story, and Morgan number two is here.
Breaking news, coach.
Morgan, you're a female. Morgan, you're a woman. What do you think about this whole Russia thing?
What's the difference? Hey, you know what, though? Russia, all the Ukraine soldiers, most of them are women, so shout out to that. I'll say that.
That's why I asked.
That's pretty cool.
No, I wasn't. I just thought that since she's here, she should give her opinion. That's
well, then
it.
Just ask Morgan, what do you think about this? Not as a, you know, you are representing all women. Go ahead.
I am a woman. God.
This podcast is off to a terrible start.
Well, and I don't like how Eddie made fun of you. You're trying to build a show, much like we do on The Big Show. Bones tries to get callers, this, that, and the other to try to build a show. That's all Lunch is trying to do, Eddie. I will hang up and listen.
Listen, I want to say that I've already heard all three of y'all's gimmicks in 5 minutes through Ray. Hang up and listen. The Big Show. And then what was the other? He did one more already.
You forgot.
Yeah. I already heard all the gimmicks.
But the reason, the real reason Morgan is here is because she watched The Tinder Swindler.
Look it up.
So she wanted to come. I wanted her to come in and talk about it because we talked about it. It was such a huge show, and I want to hear
your
opinion.
How you doing, coachers?
Hey, but before you do, we got a message.
All right, here you go.
Hi, coachers. Here's Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well. How you do, guys?
What?
I'm in big trouble. Listen, my enemies, Bovada, I put $1 on it because Ray said to look it up. Now they want me.
What?
They want me to take it to the bank. Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friends, and we'll hang up and listen. Sore Losers Nation for life.
Did you interview him? Did I miss something?
No, that's a $200 cameo paid for by the Sore Losers Nation, which we really appreciate, which means a lot to us. It means they care about us. They went out of their way to do something special, and so we got that cameo in our email. We are the Sore Losers at gmail.com.
Wow.
Here's the real story, Morgan. Lunchbox found them on Tinder. They swiped left. They hooked up, and Lunchbox
paid
to swipe right. That's how old you are, bald man.
Well, I've never been on Tinder.
I, too, was swindled, and I had him record a video on the way out.
Well, this is bad news.
I gave him my credit card.
This is bad news for whoever bought that, because literally, like as I'm sharing this with y'all, it just came out this morning that the Diamond family is suing Simon, and they're going after anyone who's trying to profit off of him, including people who've bought cameos.
But we didn't profit off of it.
I'm saying whoever bought this.
But what? How can you sue the person that paid?
Hey, that was Lunchbox.
Listen, I don't know. I know is what I read.
I never heard that video clip before. Delete it.
I don't know what you're talking
file.
About.
How do you hit delete, Steve? Deleting fast. Deleting. Arnold.
Listen, that's what the lawyer said. The lawyer said they're going off of anyone who's trying to profit from what he did.
Cleared from the database, guys. We're good.
How you doing, coachers?
Delete email. Hey. How do you delete email and search history?
Oh, dude, we're going down, boys.
This is the last you hear from the Saw Losers.
Yeah, because my enemies are after me. Called the lawyers.
Yeah, listen. Okay, Tinder Swindler. First of all,
incredible.
I dated a dude that looks like this guy. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So for the
How
first.
How much money did you give him?
Hold on. Breaking news, Ray. Breaking news.
Coachers.
Hello, coachers and Morgan.
I'm not joking, y'all.
Morgan,
for the first.
You remember me?
15 minutes of this movie, I was like, is this the same guy? Because they had similar story. I was getting a little nervous. But
wait,
then,
they had similar stories?
Like, he had family in Europe, and, like, he was over there, but he lived in New York for a while, but he was here in Nashville. I'm telling you, like, there was connections. So for a brief 15 minutes, I was like, is this the same guy? And I, like, just got out of it. No, I never gave that guy any money. We went on, like, maybe 3 dates, and it was not him. But I will say, like, I just feel like I'm not even one of the women in this, and I feel so violated that he is not in jail.
He was. He served time.
He served 5 months.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Like, I feel violated on a different level because I'm like, other people are going to think that they can do this to other people, men and women.
Right, and I agree with you on that one, because what they said in the movie as well is that the punishment doesn't fit the crime?
No.
That's what it is. So other people are going to repeat this crime. If you only got to go to jail for 5 months, why not swindle people for years?
Yeah, why not try and convince people to send you money? I mean, scammers are doing it all the time. So you can go on a private jet and stay in some cool hotels. I want to go to freaking Croatia and party.
Like, it's weird that that's not a law. That if you are spending somebody else's money and they, I know they gave them the credit card, they authorized them the credit card, but it's still, it doesn't feel right. So it shouldn't be right. And there should be a law against it.
It's sexual. Wait, pretenses.
So what would the law say? So if someone gives you money, you're not allowed to spend it?
If you have made up any scenario that makes this person believe that you are trustworthy of having this money, but that was all false, it's illegal.
Yeah.
That's a good law, coach.
There's got to be.
I mean, and listen, like, I have done dumb stuff in relationships. Like, if I love someone, I'm not going to get into that, Eddie.
Give us an example.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, when you fall in love with somebody, that's like this Simon guy. I have dated these very gaslighting, toxic men. I have dated a guy who those voicemails that y'all heard from him sound exactly the same.
Simon Levi. I hope you're doing well.
Not this one.
I hope you're doing well.
The one during the documentary where he's like calling the girl. He's like, I love you so much. And then like the next one, he's literally yelling at
her.
Like
what? How was he yelling?
Like, oh, you stupid. I'm going
to kill you.
Yeah.
You think my enemies are bad?
Yeah.
Oh, I am worse. I'm worse than my enemies.
So, like, I know what that relationship is like, and you're doing everything to, one, make that person happy, and you're doing everything you can to stay safe. So, these women, like, as much as I want to be like, oh, they were so gullible, why did they send him money? I've been there. I've been that woman. I've never sent money, thankfully. That's never been asked of me. But, like, I wouldn't put it past that if I loved somebody and I thought they were legit until they started gaslighting me.
God forbid you trusted someone.
Yeah. Like, that's the whole point of love.
But after a month, he's asking
coach,
for 30.
Coach, after a date.
Not realizing the perfect setup. It was, boom, private jet, here's my family, have some caviar, we're flying over the Alps, now we're going to Morocco. That was the setup. Then it was, all right, we're sleeping together. Then the next day, all right, so I'm a diamond guy, I'm an arms dealer, I gotta be on the run. Okay, oh my gosh, you're leaving? Oh my gosh, I'm already thinking about you. And then, boom, picture, bloody head, death. Oh no, let me give you money!
Coach, this is a great summary.
He set it up with love and sex. The middle thing was, I'm on the run, so he was able to escape. Then it was, I'm in trouble. Then it was, but I'm not going to be in trouble when you help me with your credit card, and I will hang up.
That was literally like appealing to every emotion a woman has, is what he did.
But the whole thing, the one lady, they weren't even sleeping together. They were just friends.
Well, wouldn't you do that for a friend?
Yeah, but like,
that's even more.
Listen.
No.
Think of it this way. If a guy takes me on a private jet, if I go to 5 different countries with him and I'm seeing him spend money, I don't think anything of it.
Have you ever been on a PJ?
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I have not.
Hello, coaches.
So that's what I'm saying.
I hope you're doing well.
You show me your money. You show me all these things. I'm going to think you have it. I'm not. I don't want to believe that somebody's a con man. I don't like go into life thinking that with anybody.
Morgan, do you think that this show is going to make people just a little more weary of people out there on Tinder?
Well, listen, I think people have been weary of Tinder for years. I'm not sure why people are still on Tinder. Like, we have realized there are other dating apps that are probably better for you to be on than Tinder. That's probably the lowest of the totem pole, I would say. And maybe it's different in other countries, because remember, this is all in other countries. So maybe like Hinge and Bumble and even like the really big like socialite one, Raya, are maybe they're not as big over there, so I can't speak to that. But I'm here, people aren't on Tinder. I don't know one friend of mine or woman that I've even spoken to that's on Tinder.
It's gone down that hill that fast? Like, it's gone...
Well, all it's used for is hookups. And then there's been trauma stories about guys who have gone on a first date and, like, killed their first dates.
Well, that's probably happened on every app.
But that's related to Tinder. It's been related to Tinder.
Where's that Netflix special?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a documentary.
That's crazy.
Eddie.
That's crazy if that's real.
It like, is. No, there is. Like, they're in, or like they've kidnapped them, or there's other worse things that have happened. Like, the difference, and maybe Tinder's trying to like make a comeback of their app, but.
Well, that documentary is not going to help.
That's what I'm saying. That's the first mistake, is if you're on Tinder.
But what else? Like, you look at him and you're like, wow, like, how did. Like, could you ever think of giving, like, if your boyfriend now called you up and said, hey, I need $30,000, would you give him $30,000?
Yes, she would.
I mean, yes, but I also, listen, I also wouldn't take out loans. If I didn't have that money, I just wouldn't have that money. At that point, I'd be like, I can't help you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so, like,
but
I would help somebody if I had the money.
You're dating a guy, and he keeps telling you, my enemies.
If he's telling me about his enemies, like, we're in a movie. I don't believe any of that crap. But if you're telling me, like, hey, I need $30,000, like, some stuff went down, like, I really need your help, I'm going to pay it back, then I'm going to naturally believe them. I'm going to ask a lot of questions. And if I don't get good answers, I won't. But, like, I also wouldn't take out a quick loan, okay? Like... That's a different downhill slope.
Sell your house. Yeah, just sell your house. It'll be okay. Okay, I'll sell my house. Like,
yeah,
what
no.
The?
I wouldn't go to that extent.
Yes, Eddie.
You know the story already. You know how he set it up. You know what he did. You know the ending. So, of course, you're acting this way. But if you didn't know any of this, mm-hmm. and you went on a private jet to Aruba the first day you met some girl.
I would sleep with a guy.
You fell in love. like, Coach, you would be thinking like, well, maybe, you know, maybe I can just lend them some money if they need it.
And okay. I have never gone on a date with someone and thought, you know what? If they need me to take out a $30,000 loan, I'll do that for them. Never in my life has that ever happened. And it never will. Like, I've
you've never gone to Aruba on a private jet the first date either.
You've never
dated someone who was supposed to, and I'm doing quote fingers, supposed to be a rich ass person from another country.
Right. Yeah. But if I am, why not call your dad and ask him for money? If you're the billionaire family.
They're not talking right now, man. And his enemies,
they
they're
locked
after.
All his money. He's an arms dealer, yes. Coach.
They didn't lock all his dad's money.
Eddie,
so you
also
found a hole, Coach, finally. I mean, that these girls had to do it a split-second decision. Okay, I'll do
it
for
saying
you. Okay.
You've
my enemies.
It's not a split-second decision. You don't get a loan in 10 minutes.
Shh, Coach, right there on Nolensville Pike.
That's a payday loan. I get that.
Coach, I'll take you to West Nasty, couple back alleys. We'll get you cash for diamonds, bub.
Coach, Eddie, in and out in 5 minutes.
I would not. I would not even do what they did on the first date, though. I wouldn't be jet-setting off with a dude. If he's trying to jet-set me on a first date, I'm already out.
Really?
Yeah.
You're telling me, Morgan, if some dude's like, hey, what are you doing today? Nothing. I'm on a date with you. Let's go to Vegas. You wouldn't hop on the jet and go to Vegas?
No. I'm telling you, I've seen way too many things.
At 28 years old, you're right. What if you're 23?
I'd be a terrible girl.
No, I still wouldn't. I'm telling you, if there's one thing... First date helps me figure out every red flag. Now, listen.
You go into it like that?
No,
yeah,
listen,
that's how you approach dating?
Listen,
I'm going in there tonight. I'm not going in there to find out what I like. I'm going in there to find out what I don't like.
Okay, you haven't been dating now. You have to. That is literally what you have
you
to
understand.
Do.
The stupidest phrase of all time is, you're not dating now, so you don't understand. Guess what?
It's not stupid.
Dating has always been the same.
No, it is not.
Since Jesus, you did not date with
Instagram and Twitter and Bumble and Hinge and 80 different social media dating apps. No, you did not. Do not tell me
that.
And
it's 2022. They don't still use lambskin condoms.
Abraham Lincoln used Tinder.
Oh my God.
But what I'm saying, people were creepy back then as they were now. So being like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, people can be creeps. Guess what? They could have been creeps back then. You just didn't see it on social media.
It's not just creeps. It's that we have a society that is different because everybody thinks there's better out there constantly. That is because of social media.
Grass
and that has absolutely changed the game of dating.
In every capacity. Because, hey, back in the day, people would be like, have you ever been to Greece? Like, no, that's on the other side of the world. Oh, let me tell you, I have a friend of mine that went. It was beautiful, he said.
Yes, but guess what?
I mean, it's
what?
The same.
No, you don't have, listen, a guy meets a girl. She's beautiful. She has all the things. She's perfect in every way, right? He gets on Instagram. He sees 15 more of her. Why is he going to date that girl when there's 15 of her that will probably all hook up with him at the same time, possibly.
Same time?
Wow. Who's that?
Very possibly.
Okay. The game has changed.
Whoa. Let me get back on that Instagram.
I stand corrected.
My bad. You're right. I didn't have 15 at a time.
15 at one time.
I need to talk to my wife.
Listen, I'm saying that things are different in that capacity. There is people out there that see social media as a way of seeing more people, so they do not like to commit. Committing is very hard for people, and it is almost always shown on the first date, and that is what I'm looking for in red flags.
I love you, Teresa.
And Sally.
Or there's also love bombers like that, Eddie.
What is that?
Yep.
Okay.
I introduced the term, guys.
Yeah, it's a new term. Simon Levive did it.
Thank you, Simon Levive. Like, first date, he shows up and he's like, oh, everything is rainbows and butterflies. By third date, he's saying, I love you. I want to marry you. I want to have kids with you. Ooh. And people fall for it. It happens. I've seen it happen.
And that's
love bombing.
It should be illegal. It's love bombing. When you mess with people's emotions, that's when it's love bombing. I mean, like I taught you guys the other day.
Yeah, any type of bomb should be illegal.
Lunch, you were really funny on the show, the big show earlier. Like, some of your jokes were some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard.
On today's show? I don't think so.
Can we get an applause for
that actually
him?
Made me feel really good. That was love bombing. I didn't mean any of that, but I love bombed your ass.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay?
Great. Lunchbox just blocked your bomb. He's like, that's not true. That
I'm not going to get love bombed. Come on.
I was not funny.
It is. There's just so much more today. It's so much more complex, and you know more, which is also a thing. You have more information, so that makes it more difficult.
And so, there's also language barriers. I mean, they were flying to different countries where he was meeting these girls. He spoke five different languages. So, yes, he was able to then talk secretly, and then maybe you don't know the social cues. Like, oh, holy crap, red flag. And when you're dating people in different countries, those red flags are tough to see. So I'm on the girl's side on this one. It was tough.
All back to say that, no, I would not jet set on a first date. I probably wouldn't even jet set until after a month of knowing somebody.
Morgan, you're a web girl. Let answer this question. So how did this guy Photoshop that picture and put it on the internet so where anyone searched Simon Leviev or whatever, the son of this diamond guy, everyone that dated him saw it. But how did the diamond people not see it?
I mean, I don't think the diamond people were even aware. Think about being a millionaire. You're not.
Billionaire.
I'm talking about the company, though.
I know, like, but I'm saying you're not even looking at peasants who may be trying to do things to what your company. Think about how often that happens. Think about how much bad press sometimes they get, and they just blow it off like it's no big deal.
But here's the example, though. So you're the web person for Bobby Bones' show.
Yeah.
The big
show. How many times do you Google Bones or Bobby Bones to just do your work?
I mean, not very often.
Oh, okay.
What about the word boner?
Yeah, also.
Because I'm just saying, like, how does this company exist, and how are so many people working in this diamond company, and not one person run into this guy is faking to be the son of our boss?
On the back, in true, like, it is possible to target specific areas. It is possible to Photoshop a photo and put it in the right place on the internet for the right people to see it. The internet can be very deceiving. So it is possible that it was out there and the people of this company never saw it.
Right, because he's just doing it on Tinder and he's using it.
No. The girl said that she swiped right on Tinder. And of course, what you do every single time you start going on a date with someone, you Google them. So she Googled Simon Leviev, and then here he was on this thing. And I mean, did it just stop there? Did she just see the picture that he photoshopped with the diamond guy?
Right.
If she would have just gone one more step
and go look at the family.
Yeah. He would never be in any picture.
Except for that one at the coast.
Maybe he looked like one of the brothers.
Maybe
they had kids and he did look like him. Who knows?
There is also the possibility, and I didn't pay attention enough to look at this, but there is a possibility that he did just one character different name for that company, so that when she specifically searched whatever he typed, then what he has pops up rather than what the company has out pops up. Like, it could be a period. It could be an extra E. It could be a different URL, anything, right?
You're so smart. Yeah.
So
yeah,
he could have done that. I don't know.
But in what he did, lunch, for example, just a random example, would never be able to do. This guy was creating fake passports, fake IDs, fake names. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was traveling on planes with fake documents.
He's still wanted in seven countries, right? Like, he's still wanted.
Yes. And what if I told you guys, I couldn't even make it through the check-in line at Spirit Airlines because my birth date was wrong. And this guy was flying country to country.
But again, private jets, that's a different level of security, right? They don't really check.
Eddie, how would you know?
I've read.
That's true. Coach, you spoke like a true PJ man himself.
That's true. Coach, they don't check anything on those things.
I mean, I have to believe that, right? Like, J-Lo isn't walking up to a private jet being like, here's my passport.
Right, you got the money. They're letting you fly.
Yeah. Like, they don't really care.
It's like boats. I mean, you can basically jump on a boat and just get to Cuba. I mean, when you get there, they'll be like, all right, who are you? And what are you doing here? But it's easy.
Boats and hoes, baby.
So before I know you have to go work out. So closing thoughts, warning women, what do you rate Tinder Swindler?
I mean, I think Tinder Swindler is.
No, it's Tinder, not Tindler.
I like Tinder Swindler better.
Okay. Ray, how come you don't make fun of her?
Because she's okay, Coach. You, it's just your voice and all that goes together in it.
Thank you.
It's funnier that way.
I mean, I it was interesting to watch. I give it a 4 out of 5. Swipe, rights. I do.
Yeah,
like,
4 out of 5. That's good.
Yeah, I think it's super disappointing. I think it's the ending is very disappointing. The reality that he's like got away with so many things is super disappointing of the justice system across the freaking world, right? Like how that's possible, I don't know.
Are you mad that we have a cameo from the Tinder Swindler?
Yes, you should not be paying money to this man who clearly is a gaslighter, terrible human being, and still to this day is like, I didn't do anything wrong.
And he's now on Daily Mail. They have paparazzi that are following this dude who is only famous because he's a swindler. And they made a movie about his swindler lifestyle.
Yes.
I read the title. It says, Tinder Swindler. Simon Leviev, 31, is engrossed in his phone as he dines out in Tel Aviv, where he enjoys a life of luxury after cashing in on his infamy after Netflix documentary.
But I am so excited to see what happens with this lawsuit from the Diamond family, like the actual Leviev Diamond family. I hope that he gets everything that's coming to him.
Also,
they're suing him for millions.
Yeah, the other countries.
But wait. Until you go to a club near you and you can see Simon Leviev, it's only cost $20,000, all you club
Do
owners.
Do not pay this man. Like, let's nobody pay this man.
Club owners are going to pay this man because people will go.
Let's but see, down. That's what's wrong. That is so what's wrong.
Morgan, 1 through 10, do you believe that this is fake? The whole thing, the whole story.
Eddie thinks this is absolutely fake.
So I'm just asking 1 through 10.
It's not fake. It's 100% real.
Oh, okay.
I could believe that all of this happened. It's as hard as it to see and feel that it could happen. I have seen not swindling in that sense, but I have seen relationships and men do things that I never thought people were capable of. So I don't put it past anybody.
Let's get down. Let's get down to
Thriller. I have seen gaslighting in its core, and it is wicked. Like, if I do, I 100% believe a man could do this.
Hi, coaches. Here is Simon Leviev. I hope you're doing well.
I hope you're doing well.
His voice, man.
I know.
My enemies. Oh, it's freaking. Who has enemies? It's 2022.
Lunchbox. Yeah, dating Lunchbox nowadays, does. You don't have enemies.
Like,
no, Lunchbox, everyone hates Lunchbox.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Everybody does hate me.
Hey, M2, you're telling me. If he was on the phone, you would turn down this private jet right here.
Open my private jet. Yes. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
I am not going to Aruba, my friend.
Open my private jet.
Yes. Hey, what about his baby mama helping him swindle?
Oh, my gosh, man. She has to be making bank for that to be happening, is my guess. She's getting paid in some way.
Yeah,
or
probably.
She's getting to go to all these trips or something.
I mean, yeah, she was on a free private jet. Mm-hmm. Why not just say a couple sentences like, he's a nice guy. He's trying to hang out with his kid.
Is that actually his kid?
That's really his kid. Everything you read,
you
Ray.
You actually think it is.
Yeah, oh Ray said he listened to a podcast, real kid.
Yeah, it's his kid. And they were saying, well, isn't his wife or ex-wife or ex-girlfriend an accomplice? And they said, I mean, she was just on the plane. I mean, he's a nice guy. He's flying her for free on a private jet.
She told the other girl, like, she could have had the opportunity to tell the other girl that's where she's an accomplice. It's not even because she was on that private jet. It's because when that other girl asked about him, she didn't tell her. That's where she's an accomplice.
And women are supposed to have women's backs.
Well, people in general, you're just supposed to have somebody's back in general. Like, if you think this woman's getting swindled out of thousands of dollars, like, I would hope somebody would tell you if you knew.
But
right?
In that moment, she's not getting swindled. She's driving on a private jet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's an accomplice for sure.
You know who else is swindlers?
Who?
The NHL, the Nashville Predators, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Did you see that travesty of a game at Nissan Stadium where people were paying $400 for front row tickets and they couldn't even see the rink?
Coach, are you just bitter?
Eddie, is M2 checking herself out?
I think I
am. Yes. She said she had to go at a certain time, so I was trying to transition to something else so
well,
she can go.
That's when you say bye, coach. You just don't go to the topic.
Bye, y'all. Hey, thanks for letting me talk about Tindler Swindler. Oh,
bye, God. Morgan.
Bye.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eddie, you didn't see the picture of the person sitting front row? Okay, I'm going to send it to you right now.
And this, are they 50 yards away?
They're 50 yards away, and since they're front row in the football stadium, they can't see over the boards onto the rink.
Really?
Like, I'm going to say.
You're telling me it wasn't a great production by the NHL.
Hey, these are the boards that Ray put up.
Yeah, these are the ones we were down there. That's the seat that they paid $400, over $400 for.
Who sent this to you?
No, they put it on the Nashville Predators fan page. Like, hey, I'm at the game. I paid over $400. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. I mean, that sucks. That sucks. You can see the hockey players' heads.
I mean, that's it. You can't see anything. And if you watched it on TV, it sounded like they were playing in an empty arena. You couldn't hear crap.
But that's the way it always is.
They weren't playing in an empty arena. The fans were out of sync, which I told K-Dog. He comes on here, sometimes talks Bo Sox, but I told him the timing was off, and I said, what was with that first Predators goal? Why weren't people going crazy? And he said, people were just kind of arriving and drinking, and there's a little bit of a delay. Next thing you know, nobody's cheering when a goal gets scored. It didn't make sense.
They couldn't see it, Coach.
The stuff wasn't in sync when it would happen.
Right, and why didn't they have people, like, seated right next to the glass? Why did we have 50 yards of space between the stands and the rink?
Because you had to have that neon cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
Right. It looks so stupid.
You're right. Like UFC, they go into these arenas, they have the built-in seats, but then they put regular seats around the actual octagon.
Yes. This, instead they just said, hey, sit way the hell back there. You can't see the game. Enjoy it.
I think the problem is, though, Coach, that if you did those seats, they'd probably be really low. Those would be really bad seats because you wouldn't be able to see over the boards.
Oh, that's a great point. Didn't think about that.
So I mean, if I worked for the NHL, I'd have created other seats that you couldn't see at. Similar.
Did you watch the game?
I watched about 4 minutes of it, and I think it may have been the second period. I don't know. I saw a fight. I saw Tampa Bay score one goal, and that was it. And I think that was when they were up 2-1 or 3-1, maybe. I don't know.
I just kind of wanted to see the feel. I watched about 2 minutes of it, and I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. At least it's 30 degrees outside. That's good.
Yeah, and then I thought
I was worried it was going to be like 50 or 60.
I thought about the people that paid like $75 to sit in the upper deck. I'm like, there ain't no way they can see those things. They it probably looks like a little house from an airplane. It looks like a little dot. You can't tell what's going on. And there's no way you're having fun when you pay all that money and you can't see the damn game. So I'm glad we didn't get tickets.
Hockey needs to move to golf. What are we doing now with our balls? Anybody?
The shot tracer.
Grabbing them.
Shot tracer's good. Eddie, incorrect. What else are we doing with our balls?
Losing them in the woods.
Our golf balls. What are we doing?
I got it. Shaving them?
Nope.
What Manscaped?
Is this, a Manscaped commercial?
Manscaped.com.
Guys, listen.
Coach, I thought you were going to commercial.
Hey, what we're doing with our balls is coloring them. They need to have a puck that's neon or something. Why is the puck black? It's the hardest color to see. I want it neon. I want it pink. I want it purple. I want it easier to see, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, Simon.
How is black?
And listen.
How is black the hardest thing to see when it's on white ice?
It is. They used to do the shot tracer. Now they don't do that anymore.
Well, that was terrible,
the tracer was terrible.
It's better than not being able to see. Heck, I was at my own house, and at times it's tough to see the puck.
Coach, let me tell you about these neon balls that we do on our golf balls. Coach, those are worse to find. I mean, you would think that a hot pink ball on a green grass field would be easy to find. Sometimes, Coach, I'm walking right over that ball and I still don't see it.
Well, and did you see those balls that Bones got? They were like gold
color. The gold ones?
Like, how can you ever find? That must be the hardest color to find.
The blue one is impossible to find. And you would think, again, in a green field, a blue ball would be easy to find. It's not.
Can't find the blue balls. Anybody need some help?
Hey, wife, get over here.
Need some help with blue balls. I just think they need to change the puck, and I'll hang up and listen on that one.
Okay, all right. I'll write them.
I was after watching 4 minutes of that game, I was very happy it looked terrible. I can't believe 63,000 people, quote-unquote, went to that game. And I'm not sad that I missed it. So the NHL being rude to us and screwing us over and not giving us tickets, I was actually, in the end, happy I wasn't there.
It was cool to see the music. They flexed their muscles a little bit, had D. Lynch, Miranda Lambert, and Dierks Bentley, if maybe others as well.
But during the game?
Yeah, they had them rocking and rolling. So if you were there.
They played during the game?
Right at the intermission.
Oh.
So maybe there was you get a concert feel, too, if you're there at the venue. D. Lynch comes out. He had a bunch of cheerleaders behind him. They did some stuff you're not going to see at a normal hockey game, and it's Nashville, so give them that flair. I mean, I'm not the NHL brass, but I think they did the best they could. They added some different aspects. Guys, over to you.
Well, we got an email, guys. We need to say some prayers.
Well, let me hit the intro.
Sore losers nation for life.
Hey, guys. Day 21 in the hospital. I had open heart surgery and need the prayers of sore losers nation to help me get out of here and go home. The podcast has helped me get through it so far, and I can't wait to see you all soon in Aruba. Signed, Perry.
Perry. Wow.
Perry from where?
Perry Holcomb. Doesn't say from where.
Perry Holcomb.
Holcomb?
Yeah.
I think there's another Holcomb.
Jordan Holcomb.
Yes.
Is Jordan related to Perry?
I don't know. They might be cousins, or they might be lovers. Don't know.
Well, Perry, I'll be praying for you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, coaches, don't know if this is allowed, but my wife is having surgery tomorrow for a full hysterectomy to remove cancer. All prayers would be welcome, appreciated. Thanks in advance. That's from Daniel McKee. And from what I saw in the update, surgery went well.
Good, coach. So prayers still? Or?
Yeah, prayers for a speedy recovery, and hopefully they got it all.
Tell me something sad.
No, this is where I come back and hit you with a good banger.
Coach, I didn't know we were doing prayer requests. I love it.
Well, yeah, when you go to church today, you got to go light the prayer candle.
I'm part of the prayer circle. They contact me, and I spread the good word.
Hey, what I do on Wednesdays, we have this, like, marriage prayer kind of group meeting that we do tonight.
Coach, the marriage on life support?
Coach, they may not mind if I bring up, you know, Perry and Daniel.
I can't believe you have a prayer meeting. That's pretty cool. We've never gotten invited to that.
At the very end of it, they say, you know, are there any prayers that you guys want to have? Like, well, yeah. Perry Holcomb and Daniel.
Daniel's wife.
Daniel's wife.
And also that all the bets hit.
and I need Villanova -2 tonight. I mean.
Coach, Coach, I mean, March Madness around the corner or what?
Like 2 weeks away, buddy. How you feeling?
I can't. I mean, I'm so lost right now. I couldn't even begin to think who has a shot at winning this whole thing. Like, there's just – it's wide open right now.
Well, also with all five of the top five teams losing the other day, it was the first time it's ever happened in the history of the world. We're in for a treat this March Madness, boys.
I mean, this is the year where literally anyone can win the bracket.
Well, not literally anyone, but
no,
I mean,
telling
we can go
you,
ahead and
I'm
rule
gonna,
out some teams. Yes. Texas State, Radford,
UTSA.
No. Well, they may not be
Drexel,
Vanderbilt.
Yeah, those teams, they have no shot.
Indiana State, Michigan State, put them out. They just got waxed the other night.
But then they beat. Who did they beat the other night?
Michigan State.
Yeah,
they
beat some,
Purdue on Saturday.
That's what
they
it
played
was.
Played well, but then they get beat by
Coach,
the in-state rivalry.
Purdue is like, what the?
What's up with Purdue? They got a guy that's 8 feet tall that can't dribble. All he does is dunk. And then they got an NBA caliber guy, Ivy, who's quick as scat. And they win one, they lose 10, they win one.
Well, yeah, Coach, because they double-team both of those guys, and they can't do anything.
Yeah, that team sucks, man. And then Kansas, you think they're good, then they get beat by 10. I don't even know the name of the team they got beat by. What's their
by
name?
By Baylor and then by TCU. Back-to-back games.
We're not
the
fans.
Horny Toads.
Yes, Coach.
Yeah, and it was sad. It was sad. I mean, they kept talking about Kansas, the number one seed. Kansas isn't going to be a number one seed now. And they had a two-game lead in the Big 12. Now they got to win both games. And here's what's crazy. They played TCU yesterday, and they play TCU again tomorrow.
Well, these college schedules, they've had the teams play each other back-to-back. It makes no
sense. Don't they pick them?
Well, it's because TCU had COVID at the beginning of January, so we had to cancel that game, and we had to move
it
to this week.
The whole university had COVID?
The basketball program had some COVID issues, so they had to reschedule. So we played them yesterday, play them tomorrow, and then we play Texas Saturday. And, yeah. And, guys, before we want to end this on a good note, yo, I got big news. My wife just surprised me. I got home from work. She's pregnant. Holy crap. This is amazing.
I cheated.
I'm 24 with baby number one on the way, and his name is Thomas Sordelet. Thomas, congratulations.
That's hey, congrats, cool. Thomas. It's awesome, man. You're going to be
awesome.
A great dad.
Good job, babe.
Don't forget, they're going to watch everything you do from here on out, all right? So don't be a dumbass.
And make sure when your wife is in the delivery room, Sore Losers podcast will help relax her. It'll help the baby come into the world in a good mood and laughing.
When I had both of my boys, I told the doctor, I got some music. Is it okay if I bring in a radio? And she's like, bring it on. Let's go. I brought a speaker in there both times, man. Played music the whole time.
Yeah, I would suggest you play this one right here. It's a good little push song. Let's get down
to business. And then after the baby's born, ask your wife. I hope you're doing well.
Hi, coaches. Here's Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I didn't bring music into the delivery room. I brought Eddie and Ray.
That was a terrifying experience.
Coach, that was awkward.
It's still awkward to think about that my wife was ready to push our second child out and you guys were walking in with Chick-fil-A to give her some chicken. Let's get down.
Coach, that's a Chick-fil-A commercial if I've ever heard one.
Let's get down.
Yeah, how come Chick-fil-A hadn't reached out? You know how they have those ones where they went above and beyond? Well, Chick-fil-A, we had it in the delivery room. It brought our child.
What I remember, they put us on that couch.
Yes,
dude. Remember Eddie? Lunch, we go. Hey, man, let's reach out to him. See if we can get him and his wife some food. He sends us an order. We got him, his wife, his mom, his dad, the in-laws. I think the doctor got some nuggets. I was like, good God, you guys, any more?
Yeah, Eddie handed it to the guy. He was like, here you go, doctor. And he was like, no, I'm just a nurse. And the woman goes, I'm the doctor.
And then I said, no, you're not.
No, and he goes, no, for real, where's the doctor?
No, for real, you're a girl, where's the doctor?
In Eddie's defense, it wasn't because women aren't doctors. We all know women are doctors. It was because she was dressed very casually. I was expecting her to be in full doctor garb. Apparently, she was about to change into that. So I'm in Eddie's team defense corner.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, Coach.
Coach, you remember being at that Chick-fil-A, and then, you know, we order all the food, and they're like, all right, thank you, that'll be $50, 75 cents, whatever. And hold on, ma'am, I'm sorry. I got another order.
Nugs.
Got any of that lemonade? Yeah, he wants a lemonade. Not a medium. He wants a large now. Okay, that would be it. Hold on. Give me a second. Another order. Never forget that, Coach.
Yeah, Coach. We were unpaid Uber drivers that day. Uber Eats.
Eddie, for March Madness, are you doing your Calcutta again?
I believe so.
Oh, we're
I mean,
have to
who
book.
Should I?
Yes, Calcutta. Mike.
That's what I'm saying. What teams are you targeting? Because you say any team can win it. Who are Eddie's top five teams that are going to win it all?
Top five. Auburn. I think Auburn is, I mean, coach, they are a solid basketball team.
Terrible, coach.
No, they're not.
They've been getting beat by everybody lately.
No.
They almost got beat by Georgia the other day.
Auburn is a solid team. I believe, you know, I haven't seen Arizona play, but obviously they're good, I guess. I mean, I see them on highlights.
Yeah, it's so a little too late for you to stay up.
I'm assuming Arizona's good, so I'd go with Arizona. man, I don't know if I believe in Gonzaga this year. I just, coach, you never know with those guys. Like, they play no competition. They just lost to who?
St. Mary's.
The Gales.
St. Mary's. So something like that. I don't think I'm going to invest any in Gonzaga this year. Let's see. I like Alabama. Here's the problem with Alabama, though. If they're not hitting their threes, they ain't winning.
Sure you're not talking about the football team?
No, the basketball
Saban's
team.
Saban's not their coach, right, coach?
Coach, the Alabama basketball team's really good. I just think that they can literally, because what do they take, like 70 threes a game?
Like 900. That's all they do.
Yeah. Yes. And if they're making those threes, they're going to win the game. If they're just not on, it's over. I would probably put a little bit on Alabama. You know, if it goes more than $20, I'm not doing it. But I think I can get payday on Alabama.
Okay.
Let's see. Who else? I mean, I like Arkansas, coach, but let's be real. I don't think I'm going to be able to get Arkansas.
I don't think you're going to afford that one.
Right. I don't think I'm going to be able to afford Arkansas.
I think
there's
going to be one person that's going to pay about $500 for them.
Correct.
Who?
But I think they can make it to the Elite Eight.
The favorite is who? Anybody?
It's
anybody.
Kentucky.
It's Gonzaga. Kentucky's third. Arizona's two.
Okay.
I think Duke is one.
Oh, God. I hope Coach K goes out and flaming out in the first round. Get out of here. Get kick rocks. Enjoy your damn retirement, you jackass.
Coach, watch out for dick. Illinois, dude. Illinois is going to make some noise. Old Cockburn down low. That boy's about as big as Shaq, man. Wait till he gets to the league. You're going to be seeing some resurgence of the big man center position. I'll hang up and listen.
Coach, don't be a dick.
I'm telling you, if you want a flyer, don't bet on the teams at the top. Gonzaga, Arizona, Kentucky, screw all that. Do a Duke, mix in a little Baylor at 12-1.
Maybe Baylor's legit, guys. I'm telling you, Baylor, if they get their little scorer back, I forget his name. Flagler just came back with the other. They're going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, there's flyers out there you should definitely take instead of the top dogs.
Texas Tech is another good one. I like Texas Tech because they play defense and.
Yep.
Ray, who is this audience that keeps walking by? Who are these people?
Coach, bring them in.
I have no
idea. Hi, guys.
I mean.
Hey, bring them in, coach. Put them on a mic.
I mean, they kept looking in there and looking in the window, and I thought maybe we knew them.
Coach, welcome to my life. I have people come up behind me all show long. I never know who's about to be.
But, yeah, I like Texas Tech.
Hey, Ray, ask him. I hope you're doing well.
How you doing?
Simon Levine?
Hi, coaches. Here is Simon Levine. I hope you're doing well.
Eddie likes that inflection on the well.
Hey,
I like that.
What about Texas?
Texas is so up and down, but I like Chris
team.
Beard as their coach because
take him to Aruba, coach.
No, I would if I could. I would take Chris Beard to Aruba. He would get on my private jet and we'd go to Aruba.
Here, I got it.
Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
Open my private jet
because I think he knows how to win in March. He got Tech to the national championship. He knows how to do it. He knows what it takes, and I think he can get Texas far in the tournament. Just because I like him as head coach. Don't love Texas's offense, but they are physical, rough, and they make it hard for you on their defensive end. So I do like Texas.
I like
but maybe
right.
I'm also Big 12 biased because that's the most basketball I watch. That's the problem.
Yeah, he is.
I know. I've been watching a lot of SEC, coach.
I do watch a lot of SEC. And let me tell you, Kentucky, that Theobis, whatever the hell his name is, he is.
Yeah.
Get out of his way. That dude is awesome. Every ball that goes up, he got it. Okay, he got another one. Okay, how does he do that? Like, can someone block him? Can someone get a rebound besides him?
Any other dark horses?
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Because, I mean, when you do Calcata, Coach.
St. Mary's, Eddie.
Yeah?
Yes, that's who you want to buy.
Just because they beat Gonzaga, or they could, or do you watch a lot of St. Mary's?
They're old. They're like, all their players are like 23 years old. They're older dudes. What,
is that legal, Coach?
Yeah, because they get a lot of like people from Australia and they get a lot of foreigners, so they're a little older and they're more experienced. And I just think they're good, solid team, and I think they could win one, maybe two games, get to the Sweet 16, and you make some money on them because you're going to pay $5.
I got one, and again, I mean, we can't. I mean, I'm assuming they'll be in, but Rutgers.
I have no idea if they're going to be in.
I mean, if they do, it's going to. If they don't. I don't know. I feel like they're on the line where they'll probably go in, but they may not. I don't know. But watching them, I mean, they are scrappy. I love – they have a good drive. I mean, they're all talented players. Who's the kid – his son's like an NBA player.
Glenn Rice.
No.
Oh, Peyton.
Yeah, Peyton Jr.
The glove,
baby. Right?
No,
is that right?
Well, he plays for the Warriors.
No. I don't know. There's one
Harper,
son of him.
Ron Harper. Glenn Rice, Ron Harper, they both shoot threes. I got you.
I mean, dude, they have such a scrappy team. If they are in the tournament, I mean, dude, they could go far for sure.
So you're naming teams that might not even be in the tournament?
Coach, honestly, I have no idea. I mean, when you get to this line of like, I don't know the records, but I mean, they may not make it. I mean, not everyone's guaranteed to make it, Coach.
Yeah, they are a major bubble team with work to do right now on the bracketology.
So they have a chance, just don't know if they're going to make it.
Yeah, randomly watch out for the Big Ten. I've been watching a lot of Big Ten Network.
Screw the Big Ten.
Michigan State, sometimes they just come on with their asses on fire. Cockburn and the boys at Illinois are damn good. Iowa will sometimes put up 100 points.
Cockburn?
It is going to be one of the biggest March Madnesses we've seen in modern day history, guys, and I will hang up and listen.
Yes, it's going to be great because there's going to be a lot of upsets, so your bracket's going to look like crap real quick. But the excitement of upset, this is the year.
Tennessee going to be in it, Ray?
They're going to be in it, but they ain't no good. They're better than Vandy. They'll be the best of any of the teams here in Nashville. Actually, they're not in Nashville.
No, they're in Knoxville.
They're in Knoxville. I got a feeling they're going to be the best team from Knoxville.
My bad, Coach. I misspoke, boys. Sorry on that one. I went to Vandy. I saw them in person. I saw Pippen, his mom, Larsa Pippen. Great woman. I saw
what a beautiful woman.
They look like the Scottie Pippen of the Bulls. I mean, he's a hell of a player, but Vandy's going to make no noise. And that's all I got. Hang up and listen, boys.
Lunchbox, what were you doing watching Oregon? Are they any good?
Yeah, he's watching the court.
Let me tell you.
How were you doing watching that game?
Coach, how bored were you at the house with the family?
Was it Oregon versus Washington, Coach? What were you watching?
No, it was Oregon versus
Lady of Our Lakes.
Who was Oregon playing?
Oregon Pepperdine, Coach? God, man, what are you doing over there?
Oregon and Long Beach, holy.
Let me tell you, it was just on the – I think they were playing USC. And I was watching it, and that court at Oregon – looks like someone took a big old dump right on the court. I mean, I understand.
What are those? Are those pine trees?
Yes, they're trees to represent Oregon. And I get it. Like, I understand Oregon. Everybody's like, oh, it's so cool. It represents Oregon. It can represent Oregon without looking like someone took a big old dump on your court. It's hard to watch a basketball game when there's so much brown and just, it's so distracting. And maybe it's cool in person, but on TV, I absolutely hated it.
Yeah.
Has anyone thought about doing the Boise State court, like where they do it all blue or something?
Well, TCU has they're another team that has a terrible court.
If we're adding to that list, give me Memphis.
Looking that up.
They do some blue on the court. Dude, it is god awful. It's actually a hard watch, similar to what Lunch is saying with the Oregon game. I think I had to change the channel away and then kind of drop back in. You can't consistently.
Oh, that's terrible.
Keeping on that.
That is awful.
Coach, I think it's gray, right, Coach?
It's like blue. Coach, I thought I had an eye problem, but I was a little hung as well. Apparently, it's just the color of the court. I thought I had a retina problem.
Oh, yeah.
At least Memphis has some symmetry to it where the middle part is blue and the lanes, and then you can, the 3-point. Go look at the Oregon court. The brown is just everywhere.
Well, Coach, guys, I'm having trouble with speaking. Starting to slur the words late in the show. Lunch, what would have been a better tweet is if you would have included a picture of what you were referring to.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been Twitter's about words, Ray.
Been a lot better tweet, Coach.
Well, I just didn't. I was a little bit lazy at that point in time.
Holy hell, I'm looking at Memphis again. It's reminding me of that day I was hungover.
Like Oregon, like half the lane. Okay, there's some that's brown, there's some that's not. It doesn't go quite. It doesn't cover all the 3-point area. It covers some of the court. It looks like trash.
Oregon basketball court. Holy hell.
Oh, it's surrounded by trees. Yeah, I see that.
Coach, you can't see the forest through the trees.
Sorry, it was just ugly. I was watching it, and it was just like, this is so disgusting. And it's not a good-looking court, and I'm sorry if you like it. It's not good. Like, I mean, you want Miami, we should put palm trees on Miami's court. We should put
Vanderbilt, we should put a bunch of doctor's masks.
Coach, did you see that too? It popped up on mine, the palm trees.
Yeah, that's why I said it. I was like, that's funny. Like, that's really funny. I'm like, okay, that's funny.
Google Image is giving me great joke writing. Thank you, Google Image.
Well, it really does. It did my job for me. I don't know what is on. Yeah, whatever. But anyway, and if we want, before we go, Ray, if you could play the silence, sad music.
Ray, what's wrong, Coach? Pray, Eddie, bow your head.
Well,
our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Please.
Thy kingdom come.
Would you please bring us some Major League Baseball? They are officially locked out. We have canceled.
Whoa, Coach.
Whoa.
We were praying, Coach.
I just always know my cues.
Locked out.
All right, we're back.
Yeah. We are officially canceling the first two series of the season because these owners are greedy. They are giving nothing to the players, and they don't understand what they are doing to baseball. They are wrecking a great sport, and these owners need to get their head out of their asses.
Please, kids.
And let these players have some money and give them some freedom and let them back into the game.
Password, Willie Mays.
Willie Mays. Because you owners, I understand you're billionaires and you're making all this money, then you need to give it back to the players also. You know, you can't just keep it all for yourself. Like, you're making more and more money and the players are making less and less money. That's not right. We love baseball. We need baseball. And I'm sad that we are in this lockout and you guys are really screwing it up. And, I mean, I'll hang up and listen.
Same with our garbage man Is your garbage man coming in on time?
Oh, dude, this is how you know you live in a terrible city, okay? Like, yeah. Nashville is supposed to be this up-and-coming, booming city, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have recycling for 2 months. They didn't come because the recycling company went bankrupt. And then...
That's what it was. Okay.
And then the trash. Oh, that company went bankrupt, too. So we don't have trash pickup now.
You got to come to Bell's, baby. We got trash every day. Better.
I don't understand.
Where are they putting it, Coach? Because the city ain't picking it up.
Oh, we're just not putting picking it up.
Put it in the Cumberland.
Coach. You're like in Mexico.
He's just throwing it off his balcony down the bluffs.
Come on.
That's what they do in Mexico, Coach.
It's horrendous, Eddie. Like, you go out there and it's like, oh, my trash, oh, it's still here from a week ago. Okay, cool. Next week, still got trash in my trash can. Go down the street. I'm putting it in neighbor's trash cans.
So am I, Coach.
Well, you guys know there's an easy option. Dump
the
it
river?
Here. Dump it here at work.
Coach, that's what my kitty does.
Oh, I thought you were going to say burn it in the backyard.
Oh, dude, what do you think? We got a dumpster.
I do that. Coach, let me tell you, around Christmas time, I got a little fire pit in the backyard. I mean, it's just bricks I put in a circle. My wife's like, what are we going to do with all these boxes? Our recycling's full. Take them back. I'll burn it. Coach, do not burn cardboard.
It shoots Coach, up, man.
Before you knew it, I was a freaking, it was raining ashes, Coach, all over my backyard. I'm like, boys, get inside. It's raining fire.
Oh, Coach, man.
Not a good idea, boys. Well, right, hey, do you guys ever throw anything in your fireplace?
No, I don't use my fireplace ever.
Thought about burning some papers in there.
Like what?
I like was clearing evidence? Out old. No, I was clearing out like old file cabinets. But it
why
has
not
like
just throw in your recycle bin?
Because it has social security numbers.
Oh my god! What? Okay, here's my. What are the odds that someone is going to go find your house, go through your recycle bin in the one moment you have that social security number, and they're going to search through every single thing in that recycle bin and find it?
That's what the girl said about the Tinder swindler, Coach. What are the odds? I hope you're doing well.
Guys, tough words on the show today were Tinder swindler, social security, and jujitsu.
Coach, did I mess up social security?
No, I lunch piled through, got through it. I don't know how he did.
Oh, jujitsu is not that hard.
Nah, jujitsu.
Oh my God! Is that what we're gonna do at the end of every episode? Is hey,
I like
it. The rough words of the day. That's that. Funny.
The top three words that were hard to say today.
Oh boy! All right,
I'll make a note.
Yeah,
I hope you're doing well.
Hopefully they aren't booing this podcast like the Lakers got booed at home the other night.
They did.
They got booed and they started yelling at fans. You don't know anything about basketball. What are you talking about? I mean, they got pissed. They got blown out by the Pelicans. They suck. They're so terrible.
Then they got beat by the Mavs. You keep thinking that it's going to end, but they keep digging deeper.
It can't end. LeBron James is all they have, and it's just sad. I mean, who would have thought 40-year-old Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, Russell Westbrook, that was going to be the key to success.
I mean, we thought, man, they're not going to do good in the playoffs. Oh, they're not going to make the playoffs. They'll be doing the play-in game. No, I mean, they might not even make the play-in game.
They might not make the play-in game. That's how bad they are. It's embarrassing. But yeah.
Coach, I don't watch anything. I don't watch NBA. I just can't.
At all?
No. I mean, Coach, what's there to watch? I mean, one day a team's good, the next day they suck.
No, the Lakers been bad all season. But
that's true.
And they keep talking about them because they have LeBron. But they really should not be talked about because they're irrelevant. They're garbage. They're trash.
Like, are the Spurs getting better?
The Spurs are young and they're fun to watch. They have a lot of athletic young dudes.
Yeah.
But they're not great yet. They're learning. They get a lot of bumps in the road because they're young. But I think.
So are we going to have this squad for a little bit though?
Yeah, I think a year or two, they're going to be really good.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, looking forward to it, Coach. I'll start watching then.
Okay. All right. All right. Have a great.
Let me know.
Have a great Wednesday. And hey, no soccer game tonight. No soccer game tonight. Oh, wait, no, soccer game tonight. Today is Wednesday. I thought today was Monday.
Pre-record.
9:30 tonight.
I'm sorry. Been a lot going on this week.
I'll give you a recap of the game on Friday.
Can't wait, Coach.
Hey, we agree. There's no way his team likes him.
No, 0%.
All right, thanks.
Hey, 100%, they talk behind his back about him.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, that's not cool.
Well, I mean, when you get to the playing pitch, does the conversation stop? Because that's usually a good sign that they're talking about you.
Yeah.
They're all quiet. Coach, you go, hey, did the old guy tell you, like, give you tips on how to kick the ball. Yes. He'll tell you that too.
Oh, man.
Does the fun end when you get on the pitch, or do they continue just giggling and stuff? Well, it usually gets pretty serious.
Okay. Yeah.
Coach, do you guys take orange slices or anything?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing like that.
Hey, guys, got your jerseys clean. I used Tide this week. Love you guys, man.
I did fabric softener.
Who likes to use the magic marker stick?
All right.
Goodbye, everyone. Hey. We done?
Yeah, we're done, man.
Okay. Oh, did I tell you, Coach? I didn't tell you guys when I was in Vegas.
No, you didn't tell us.
I went by the Westgate just to make sure they're good. Coach, lights were still off.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
You're saying our conference wasn't successful?
No, we took $5,000,
no, Coach,
man.
They lost $5,000, they said, a few weeks ago.
Coach, I got the audio.
That's
what happens when a casino loses $5,000.
You know how sometimes the TV, when you're watching sports, it goes to like power save mode?
Yeah.
In the sports book, that's the way all the TVs work, Coach. Power save mode.
Oh, boy.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
All right.
We're done.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.